Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, it seemed a bit of a strange game when you look at the scoreline and then the number of chances that your team had.
Yeah, the result is obviously stands there, so we have to accept that, how always. But of course, I think it's clear that we could have scored our goals as well. But then it would have been a more spectacular game, because I think the goals we gave away for United, we are nearly there to get assists for it, to be honest. So, but they used the chances, so that's how it is. And they're really good moments, caused us problems in a few. But I saw a lot of good stuff from my team as well. The game obviously came a bit too early for us, for a few of our players. You could see that as well. Individual mistakes happen in football, but we did them in moments where we were not to solve anymore, pretty much, because we were not that open. All these kind of things, all to explain, it's all was pretty clear where we made the mistakes, but in the end, you have to keep on playing. That's what we did. We could have scored, I think, 3-4 in the last 5 minutes, but didn't, and that's our fault. And so, atmosphere great, welcome, fantastic. Organization really, really good, and result not. So that's the situation, pretty much.
In terms of your team, I mean, we know how good your team is. Two new players that came on the pitch today, but Carvalho in particular looks pretty impressive.
Yeah, they are, but it's obviously, I know, I understand that we have to talk about that that early, but for us it makes absolutely no sense that Fabio is in for 8 days and Darwin for 3 days has massive blisters on his feet. I think we all have experienced that in our life. It doesn't feel different for a professional football player, so it's still really painful. But that's the situation. Yeah, ours had a lot of good situations. I saw a lot of good performances in moments, but no consistency. We were sometimes in a rush, we were too high, but anyway, with the way United defended in the man-marking system, especially in midfield, we lost the balls in the wrong moment, gave the balls away, and they finished the situation. So that's what was the obvious stuff that we have to improve was clear. Even if we would have won 4-0, we have to improve. So it's just the start of the pre-season, and now we carry on.
Okay, James Pearce, that please.
Yeah, that's going to be a fantastic experience, obviously.
It will, but it's now not that they have that they dream tonight from a fantastic game, because when you lose 4-0, whatever I could say now, and I didn't say anything yet, so really it's going half time and after the game, because the different groups somewhere already left the shower already, so it's not possible to talk to all of them. We will do that tomorrow before training. But of course, it's a good experience, a deserved experience, something they did really well in so many moments in training. They're fantastic, and today they saw as well, like others as well. If you make on this level of mistake, then it's pretty likely that the opponent will score. So it's all a learning process, and these boys are only at the start of that, and so it's all good for now.
Obviously, in the first half of United, their starting lineup was a lot more experienced, a lot older. Do you wish in hindsight to be started with a stronger team? Or?
No. No, we have to do what is right for us. We cannot have a look what lineup the opponent chooses. I think United is a week longer in training with the core group. We played much longer. These kind of things. So it's all fine. Nothing. We don't want to take anything away from United at this moment. They did really well, but I think we saw in the moments when we showed glimpses of our normal football, we were immediately dangerous. Could have finished them off. In some situations were pretty freaky that we didn't score from it, like twice post and all these kind of things. But that's how it is. Football's a result game, and we accepted it long ago and accepted tonight.
Okay, we'll take the last two questions. Ian, there, please.
A lot of the good play in the first 30 minutes came from Harvey Elliott. It's got to be a big one or two last season with injury.
Absolutely, but it was Harvey, obviously. Now, the thing is that when an opponent is playing like United in this moment, it was like with his man marking idea, they need a bit more flexible. It was always when Harvey came in the middle. And all of a sudden we were dangerous. So similar when Hoxton got the ball in the half space and these kind of things. That's how with the real mix of lineups we had down of the season. But you're right, Harvey is a really good player. Nobody should be surprised about that. It will not be the most important season of his life because he has another 20 to go. But he had a very good start this year again, and now we have to work with him like with everybody. You could see the 30 minutes we gave the boys, that was enough. I think some would have been happy if you take him up after 20. Nothing but to do in training in these few days prepares you for a football game. It's just you have to get used to it again, to all the different things. And it was a start, not more, but not less.
Okay, final question in the middle there.
Jürgen Tah here for our main stag. Welcome to Thailand, first of all. We saw that Darwin played at the number 9 role today. Is that where you'll play for this season?
Yeah, he is a number 9. We can play at the wing as well. We will see where Harvey will play, but what we could see immediately, the boys were really researching him. And I think it was his third session. You know, I think after the third sprint, his line was ready to explode. And like we killed him nearly with his balls, but he offered the runs and the boys wanted to pass the ball there. So that's for sure one of his strengths. He was dangerous, all this kind of thing. So Darwin, we will see. But I think his profile is a proper number 9, so that's helpful with speed, all these kind of things, with aggression, with and use his body, all these things.
Look, when you lose 4-0, we can hear, if we talk about a game completely without a result, we have a lot of good things to talk about for my team, but if we do it like it should be, not forgetting the result, then we have to consider that we lost 4-0, and so more things didn't go too well because we made some mistakes. That's normal, but you have to pay the price for that. That's what we did tonight.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone.
One word from you, please, Justin. Again, really, thank you. Because we leave tomorrow morning, it was my first time, proper time in Thailand. Thank you very much. It was outstanding. You should be proud of how wonderful you are as people. Very friendly, always smiling. Really, we felt massively welcomed, and it was a real pleasure to be here. It was for sure the last time for us. Thank you very much. See you.
Thank you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.